Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 10th of February 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So our wonderful and ineffective body for governing broadband supply, Ofcom, has been dithering around over broadband exchanging. They're saying that it should be easier for people to change providers whenever they want, and they should stop broadband slamming, which is when customers are switched without their permission between suppliers. Yes, that's very bad. They're saying that there's going to be proposals put forwards, and there's going to be a register, and there's going to be a process, and it's going to cost money, and it's going to not happen until 2014. Oh, come on! Good God. Doesn't anyone do anything tomorrow? Samsung has cancelled its MWC press conference. Yes, Mobile World Congress is kicking off very soon, and Samsung was expected to be there because they're a huge part of the mobile phone market at the moment. They're still going to be at the show. Don't worry, there's going to be a huge stand, there's going to be tons of products, and there's going to be loads of launches. But the problem was their keynote was getting bogged down with other people's, and they didn't want to just be one of the others. So they're going to do a big thing all by themselves on the fringe. Google is working on a cloud storage system. Google Drive. Well, that's an old rumour. The G Drive has been touted for years. Larry Page was heading up the people doing it 6 years back. But it'll be coming. And, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Google is also working on a wireless home entertainment system that's going to be sold under the Google brand. What's it going to be called? I don't know, but what about Google TV? Isn't that something like that? And that's not happening, and that's not very good anymore? Like all good things that Google does, it tends to just disappear after a while. Google has also offered $25 a year to users that use its system so that they can look at their online behaviour. So now you can get paid for looking at those porn sites each week. Oh yes! How good is that? The problem is they're going to add a browser extension to your browser, and it's going to know everywhere that you went and everything that you did. And if it goes to torrent sites and all that kind of stuff, they're going to know. Whether that record is going to be kept secret, it doesn't say, but I doubt it will. And it'll be the property of Google when you do. Mm-mm. Now, Google's free Android operating system is also looking for a bit of a kickback because it wants 2.25% of every iPhone sale thanks to Motorola's patent. In a move that must have Steve Jobs rolling in his urn, Motorola was bought by Google, and of course iPhone has some of Motorola's patents infringed on it. And oh, this could get nasty. Privacy groups are also demanding that the FTC forces Google to roll back its privacy policy changes that it did the other week. My understanding of them, and I've got to say I've read through the document and it doesn't look horrific, is that they took 60 policies that were fringed and all over the place and took them down into one. They did say there was no changes, and I've got to say, I couldn't find any. Never mind. iPad 3 is definitely coming in March. There are rumours akimbo. Everyone is saying there's going to be an event in March and the iPad 3 is going to be definitely out, and I want one. And I've told the wife I'm having one, whether she likes it or not. I'm not having to smuggle that in. I'm getting a brand new one and that's the end of it. I believe it when I see it. But it's looking like it could be coming with a Retina display. But of course, Carl Swagger says no, it's near Retina display, according to his mate. Steve Jobs' FBI file has been released as well. You can go and have a look at it. I spent a few minutes looking through it yesterday and scanning for it, and I'm never going to get those minutes back again. But apparently Steve Jobs was a deceptive individual with a complex character. No kidding. He was also CEO of Apple, but had he been in a position to be in public office, there was nothing in there that said that he couldn't be. Hang on. A person in public office has a deceptive and complex character. Yeah, that's about right. That's most politicians, isn't it? iTunes is doing well for music labels. It would seem that it is offering up magic money. People are buying stuff left, right and centre, and the match service, meaning it's going across all platforms, and of course the fact that they're getting it at very high bit rates, means that people are creaming it like you wouldn't believe, and they're getting their proportion of the $25 a year subscription. Yeah, music industry's bad, pirates are bad, oh, I'm sick and tired of hearing it. Siri is coming out next month with support for Mandarin Chinese, Japanese and also Russian languages, so that's more than one. I'd rather it just came out for the iPhone 4, that would help an immense amount. Mind you, mine's got a cracked back. I'll talk about that in a minute. And Tweetbot for iPad is out there. Tweetbot is the best Twitter application you can possibly get for the iPhone, and now it's out there on the iPad. I've downloaded it this morning, I'm going to have a play today, but if it's anything like the one that's on iPhone, it's slick as snot, it's fast, it clicks, it looks gorgeous, and I'm going to love it. and Paul McCartney streamed live on iTunes last night. His concert was the first one to go out. If you put up your iTunes or your Apple TV on Thursday, February 9th at 7pm, you watched him, and I didn't. We're also at the moment pushing a little bit for donations. We need some equipment in the studio, and we'd be really grateful if you value the content that we produce for you, and we produce an absolute bucket load of it. If you could support us a little bit, just to $5 a month, $10 a month, or $20 a month, and it doesn't mean a great deal to you, then please do it. If everybody listening to this show gave us $5 this month, that would be enough to buy all the stuff that we need, and you can stop your donations then. But they haven't so far. We've only got a few. Please, please, please give us a hand if you can. And finally, those lovely boys at G-Form, the people that gave you the iPad that fell from space and still worked, and the one that gave you the one that fell from 150 feet into grass and still worked, have come up with a brand new case for your iPhone 4S. You put your iPhone 4S it, they put it on the ice, and they hit it with a slap shot with a hockey stick. It goes to 82 miles per hour and has enormous amounts of kinetic energy. It pings out the back of the net and comes back to where the bloke was using it, and he picks it up and it makes a phone call. Fantastic. I wish I'd had that yesterday when I dropped my phone and smashed the back of it. Bugger. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We're going to be back again today at 2 o'clock with all the photo news, and there's a whole bunch of it. There's so much, we're going to have to shove some into next week, I think. And also then we're back with the Mac Show at 3 o'clock. Don McAllister's making a welcome return from his expedition to Macworld. And then it'll be the weekend. Bagel Friday starts here. We won't be doing the Daily Show Monday and Wednesday next week, but there will be one on Friday, I promise. But I'm away on Monday and Wednesday, and I've got no chance in hell of getting one done. Have a good day, have a great weekend. If you can join us in the chat room, please do. But thanks for listening.